New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had been proclaimed by many as a quote-unquote great conservative leader who was desperately needed on the national stage and in national office. As you might recall, Mitt Romney was running for president. Christie was being touted as a vice presidential candidate as well as for attorney general. More recently, the idea of a 2016 presidential run for Christie was seen as a next step. However, a growing number of polls, including one my next guest is here to share, may close that bridge before Christie gets to it. Here are the details is the news director for the Tea Party News Network, Scotty Hughes. Good morning, Scotty.
I am. Hello. How are you doing?
Great to have you back here. TPNN.com. That's the website for the Tea Party News Network. And give us a lowdown on this poll, Scotty. How was it working? Because this is a little different. This wasn't a here's a list, check off who you like. This was sort of you logged on and took the poll and you had almost like, remember the MTV show Celebrity Deathmatch? You sort of teamed up one against another and you went through a few things and you wound up with a kind of interesting results of who the conservative voters, 62,000 plus, think they have, has the best chance for the nomination. And, well, maybe not surprisingly in light of recent events, who came in dead last on the poll?
Well, yeah, and then that's the question. You know, Chris Christie was being touted as being our presidential candidate for the past couple months, and it was amazing when Chris Christie backtracked and all these issues happened with Bridgegate, which, by the way, congratulations. I can guarantee you're probably not going to be on his Christmas card list, so, you know, I don't know if that's going to bring tears to your eyes.
Well,
it
was
amazing. I you might already be off it.
I know I'm on one of his lists, and he's the Christmas card list.
Not the Christmas. You know, welcome to the world. That's how you know. You can always tell the quality of a person by the quality of their enemy. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, my dear.
I find it be funny that the establishment went so quickly from Chris Christie down to Jeb Bush. It's like they have to have somebody as their candidate. And how quickly they move on when a person's knocked off.
It's scary. And, you know, with Christie, too, I mean, let's take Ann Coulter, for example. She was one of the early Christie swooners, and she was one proclaiming him as a great conservative. And I guess she never took time to, and along with others, by the way, Krauthammer, I think George Will as well, just never decided to look at Christie's record, how he was in the U.S. Attorney's Office, very weak on illegal immigrant prosecution. He is a proponent of, a believer in man-made cause for global warming. You look at his budget tactics, and he did a lot of one-shot quick hits. He took the Obama money to fill a hole in the budget last year, so as far as his actions versus his performance in front of the camera, yeah, you can yell at the teaching union. He's a great performer on camera. So was Lassie. What's your point?
Well, rough, I'll tell you that one. Let's say this. You know, if you look at Chris Christie prior to the past few weeks, I will be the first to tell you, or past few months, I was a fan of Chris Christie. I really, really enjoyed him. I really did like, I thought he was a good man. But I also believe in three strikes you're out. And the first time that the Sandy Hook bill went through and he accepted it, and he literally let the people of New Jersey be used for so that he could get money into a state that obviously are not even going to the people of New Jersey, I really began to lose credibility. And then just knock after knock after knock. That being said, it's not surprising that he would be solo. Now, if Chris Christie was a Democrat, he would be the nominee because obviously you're looking at their nominees right now with Hillary Clinton. It's almost like the more trouble you're in, the higher you are in their presidential polls and their presidential standing. So, you know, and the problem is Chris Christie, I feel sorry for him. He is actually a Republican.
That's true. But let's look at the poll, too, because, again, it's the TeaParty.net and Contract from America that to put this effort together. Again, over 62,000 activists voted, and these are not passive voters. These are the people who are going to go out and vote. So I think that's what adds to the impact of this poll. And among the couple of dozen names that showed up in the one versus another, Ted Cruz wound up getting the top nine with 84%. Rand Paul, 80%, not too far behind. And Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, 77%, which, you know, cult of personality sort of plays into Ben Carson, I think. That's almost like the name just escaped me, the radio talk show host, African-American that ran in the I can't think of his name now. Shoot. Well, no matter. But when you look at Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, you know, what are their assets as far as conservative cloak wearer is concerned? Because as far as activity and accomplishment in Congress, nobody's got anything there. We know that.
But it's not for the lack of trying. I think that's what conservatives want. You know, when you said that we weren't surprised that Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are going to be at the top. We know the pulse of our people. It's not hard to see. Just go on social media and you can see who conservatives want. The bigger question is, can they actually win? And are conservatives going to be willing to put their efforts, their money, and their hard time behind getting someone like a Ted Cruz or Rand Paul elected? Are they going to be able to stand up to the establishment that continues to throw us these moderates? But what that poll did show was the overwhelming support that if you give us the candidate that we can get behind, then we will do it. Here's the issue that we have. We need to make sure that we have just one candidate. We saw in the last primary where our primary candidates destroyed each other. It was a bloodbath. So, of course, Mitt Romney came out emergent, and then people were so battered-torn they didn't get behind him. They didn't actually get out and support him. We can't do that as a movement again. And that's the one thing. You know, we've got some great people right now, like Rand Paul, like Ted Cruz, like Scott Walker. We need to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes, the mistakes that the Democrats, people like Harry Reid, want us to do, and throw them all into this mud fight and let them sling at each other to where all of them are so blood-torn by the end of it that none of them are willing to stand on, none of them can stand on their own.
By the way, I was thinking of Herman Cain before, and I was trying to make a Ben Carson analogy. Yeah. So, you know, the cult of personality. But be that as it may, we're talking with Scotty Hughes, News Director for the Tea Party News Network, TPNN.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, early as it is, well, not really in some people's eyes, but early as it is on the calendar, if I was going to be handicapping or sitting at the horse track and doing a little prognostication, I'd be watching what Scott Walker and Rick Perry do as far as what early steps they take in regards to what you need to do to be a candidate, because given what they have done within the respective states, Rick Perry might need a little more fine-tuning as far as a public speaker and campaigner, but Scott Walker, I think, he's probably the fastest-rising star, wouldn't you say?
I would say that's probably the one I'd put, but also don't discount Marco Rubio. I know that we took him out because of his immigration plan, but he had the highest ranking of the Heritage Foundation prior to the whole immigration debate, and his voting record post-immigration continues to be just as strong. I think Marco Rubio is one that we need to throw in there as well. I think he's having to do, obviously, damage control after the immigration debate, but it is what it is. That being said, I think Scott Walker, you're right, but he's not ranked president yet necessarily. He's not putting up the infrastructure needed, which might actually help him, might actually keep him, you know, focused on what he's supposed to do. He has a lot to accomplish in Wisconsin, and I think the American people, after having a senator as a president, has seen what that can erupt. I think we need executive leadership within the White House. The majority of Americans agree with that.
I think the danger, all these men and women, there are some women on the list, too, that show up in the poll. Nikki Haley springs to mind, Condoleezza Rice, which that's not really going to happen, but she's there, Mary Fallon as well. They basically don't have to just contend with the Democrats. They have to contend with the GOP establishment, as you alluded to, when, you know, what does a conservative have to do to make sure that John Boehner and company don't try to step on their throats?
That's completely it. And we're seeing, you know, Harry Reid came out this week and called everybody with Obamacare liar, and all of the commercials that the Republicans are running. Well, it's not liars. More than 4 million people lost their insurance because of Obamacare, and they are not happy today, and you're hearing horror stories every day. That's what and there's such a blurred line right now between the Democrats as being truth and what's being a lie, that it really worries me. And they're going to continue to spin it. And unfortunately, my faith in the American people is a little bit wavering in whether or not they're actually going to take the time to research it. Because, like I said, we have President Obama, who has one of the worst political records I could ever see, yet he was reelected to the White House with more than 51% of the vote.
And surprisingly, too, almost 90% of the Jewish vote. Figure that part out.
That's a whole nother segment right there.
Yeah.
Where that one goes.
last point, looking at this poll again, too, has Paul Ryan's star dropped quicker than most?
I hope so. Paul Ryan's star drops because Paul Ryan made it drop. We were hoping he was going to be the conservative on the Romney ticket. I think people would even go right now and think maybe Romney was the conservative on the ticket. I don't understand what got a hold of him, but I promise you his appeal quickly diminished, and it was because of his own doing, his own actions.
He did have the one idea, too, about the balancing the budget, but as soon as Boehner barked at him, then Ryan went back into his little doghouse, and that's where he's apparently that's his new comfort zone. So you make choices. Sometimes they work, and other times you just prove yourself to be two-faced. And, again, that's Paul Ryan, at least in my opinion. If you want to follow along, get the news, the facts, the honest opinions, and take part in polls that really provide some interesting details like the one we talked about here, that's among the stuff you get to do when you go to the Tea Party News Network, TPNN.com. And we've been joined this morning by the news director, Scotty Hughes. Scotty, as always, it's fun and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, and good luck getting back on Governor Christie's Christmas card list. Or, like I said, it might be an honor that you're not.